Dodgeville won a home talent baseball game 16-5 over Muscadet on Sunday. The host Knights exploded for 16 unanswered runs late in the game to improve to 5-1. The visiting Mudcats scored a run in the second and four more in the third and jumped to a 5-0 lead. Starting pitcher Blake Busson pitched well for Muscadet and kept the Knights scoreless until they tied the game at 5 in the bottom of the sixth. The Mudcats kept the score tied until Dodgeville's 11-run eighth inning. Carson Kenyon and Josh Cartwright both pitched in the eighth, trying to slow down the Dodgeville bats. Cartwright was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. Logan Olson doubled. Carson Kenyon was on base twice. And Casey Layton singled and scored for the Mudcats. Carson Obgenorth started pitching for Dodgeville, and Ty Paulskill came on in relief to get the win. Dodgeville's bats came to life. Leighton Bowers was 4-for-6 with 2 singles, a triple, and a home run, a total of 5 RBIs. Dominic McVeigh and Dalen Rickard both hit 3-run home runs for Dodgeville. The game ended after 8 innings on the 10-run rule. Muscadet is now 1-5 in Sunday league play. They will host Wyota on Sunday. Elsewhere yesterday, Belleville 17-0 over Wyota, Hollandale 11-6 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Verona 11, Scholesburg Benton 4, Argyle 6-0 over Ridgeway, Blanchardville at Arena postponed. In the north yesterday, Ashton 13-9 over Reedsburg, Cross Plains 8, Cazenovia 3, Wanakee 4-3 over Sauk Prairie. Sauk Prairie was a winner on Saturday night over Cazenovia 11-8, Mazamani 4, Reedsburg 3, Middleton 13-3 over Cross Plains, Wanakee 9, and Black Earth 7. Also yesterday in the southeast, Evansville over McFarland 6-2, Fort Atkinson beat Cambridge 8-7, Jefferson 16, Lake Mills 1, Utica 17, Albion 5, Footville 16-14 over Stoughton. Over the weekend at the WIAA State Girls Soccer Championships, Division 4 crown won by Xavier 2-0 over Ozaukee Random Lake. Also, it was Catholic Memorial 4-2 over Edgewood to capture the Division 3 title. Division 2 won by Brookfield Central 2-1 against Pewaukee, and the Division 1 state championship came down to a shootout. 1-1 West and Muskego tied. It was a 3-0 win in the shootout for Muskego over Madison West as they capture the Division I state title, and the high school sports season officially ended over the weekend for the 24-25 school year. The Simon Sharks were back in action Wednesday night in the pool as they swam in Mineral Point against the Water Dogs and the Dodgeville Dolphins. Despite only having 19 swimmers, those 19 represented well, and they narrowly missed first place. All of the Sharks who swam earned at least one first place finish. Swimmers who earned 3 individual first place finishes included Brooklyn Worthington in the short free, butterfly, and long free, Braylon Olson in the short free, long free, and breaststroke, Connor Hying in the backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke, Chloe Hying in the backstroke, butterfly, and the 200 individual medley. Morgan Worthington, Clancy Hying, Kaylin Burns, Madeline Ringelstetter, and Emmerich Kalman each earned 2 individual first place finishes. Elsa Norte and Lucien Hamlin each added a blue ribbon finish. Other Sharks who earned first place on relay teams include Harper Adler, Lavea Hamlin, Zelly Kalman, along with Claire Hying, Cameron Keen, Hallie Cahoot, Liam Hamlin, and Liam Rogers. The Sharks host their first home meet of the season at the Simons Recreation Complex on Tuesday. The meet will get underway at 5 tomorrow, and they're asking everyone to come out and show support for the Simons Sharks. Here are more accolades today from the recently completed high school spring sports season. Ridgeon Valley All-Conference track teams. The girls' first-team All-Conference, led by DeSoto's Paisley Engen, Bryn Venner, Lena Isbell, Haley Neckner, and Elena Leckner. From Kickable Lafarge, they had an amazing year this year. Avea Young, Katie Rando, Jaden Nagel, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Tierney Arndt, Katie Rando, Kendall Andelsek, Annika Waslick, Colby Andelsek, and Harlow Flea Hardy, along with Braylon Culver, North Crawford's Ingrid Karstens, and Emma Udelhoven of Waseca Steuben. On the second team from Ithaca Weston, Holly King, DeSoto's Peyton Sprosty, along with Riley Cade of Kickapoo LaFarge, North Crawford's Isabel Knutson and Olivia Ike, also Wauzeka Steuben's Elena Martin, Emma Wall, Isabella Bunders, Haley Mitchell, Macy Mitchell, Elizabeth Wright, Natalie Wright, and Ella Jones. The honorable mention team includes from Ithaca Weston, Tristan Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, Jaden Bolin, and Faith Stanichka, DeSoto's Lena Isbell. From Kickapoo LaFarge, Chloe Walter and Colby Andelsek. North Crawford's Kate Swenson, Kylie Hutchison, Jade Grimsled, Shalene Nelson, Gina Yonker, Agnes Karstens, Anna Chamberlain, and from Wauzeka Steuben's Claire Wright and Stella Walls. The girls' all-sportsmanship team, Callie Gilman, DeSoto, Bailey Wanless, Ithaca Weston, Summer Wolman of Kickapoo LaFarge, Ingrid Karstens, North Crawford, Livian Starkey of Seneca, and Brinley Benoy of Wauzeka Steuben. The Field Event Athlete of the Year, Tierney Arndt, a junior from Kickapoo LaFarge. Kickapoo LaFarge senior Jaden Snagel was recognized as the Runner of the Year. The Coach of the Year, Jeremy Lee of Kickapoo LaFarge. It was Kickapoo LaFarge winning the girls' conference with 219 points over Wauzeka Steuben's 96 at the conference championships. The Brewers built a 5-run lead, then held off a Minnesota Rally in Sunday's 9-8 victory. That gave Milwaukee a sweep of the weekend series. First baseman Rhys Hoskins had a home run, a double, and two runs batted in. Bryce Terang homered with two on, and Caleb Durbin had a total of three hits. It certainly came down to the bullpen for manager Pat Murphy.
There was good performances on the mound. You know, Priester's stuff wasn't moving the way we're concerned. His stuff wasn't moving the way it has in the past, and that's what led to an early exit. It was quite a bit different than what had been. We don't know if it was the wind, game conditions, whatever it might have been. But so early exit, and then we got some good performances right away. And then when leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different.
The Brewers host the Pirates tonight with Chad Patrick starting the first game of the series. The current four-game winning streak has Milwaukee just 3.5 games out of first place in the division. Hear the game tonight on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in action from the majors, it was Pittsburgh 8-3 over Texas, Seattle 14, the Cubs 6, San Diego 3-2 over Kansas City, San Francisco 9, and Boston 5. In the National League, Miami 5, Atlanta 3, Cincinnati 4-1 over St. Louis, Colorado 4, Arizona 2, Dodgers 13, Washington 7, Philadelphia 7-1 over the Mets. In the American League, Yankees 4, Baltimore 2, Detroit 9, Tampa Bay 3, the White Sox 4, Toronto 2, Cleveland 3-0 over the Athletics, and Houston beat the LA Angels by a final of 8-7. In basketball news, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished off his MVP season with 29 points and 12 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder pulled away in the second half to beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and win the NBA championship last night. It was a season for the ages, 84 wins between the regular season and the playoffs, tying the 96-97 Bulls for the third most in any season. And Bears quarterback Kayla Williams keeps taking verbal shots at the Green Bay Packers at Fanatics Fest over the weekend. Williams repeated his criticism of Packer fans based on the 24 NFL season-ending 24-22 Chicago win at Lambeau Field. He says fans pushed them when he and his teammates tried to do the Lambeau leap after a game-winning field goal. The Bears snapped an 8-game losing streak at home of the Packers. Earlier in the offseason, Chicago coach Ben Johnson did his part to add energy to the rivalry with a comment about beating Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur while Johnson was an assistant with the Lions. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.